episode 1975, To Be Seen.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. It is a brand new day. So rise and shine. Awaken your heart. It's a day to be seen. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's a moment for you to take a deep breath, to pause long enough for you to really reflect on your relationship with God. Are you showing up for the relationship? Or are you just kind of sitting back, letting life happen? You know, life can be a game of hide and seek. But with God, He is not hiding from you. He is waiting to be seen by you. Remember growing up and playing the game hide and seek? You know, one person would close their eyes, count to 10, and everyone else would go and hide. Soon after the count, you would hear, "Ready or not, here I come." What if God was playing hide and seek with you? Do you think He would seek you out? Of course. God searches for you. God seeks you out. But the real question is, are you seeking Him? During your everyday when life gets the best of you, are you playing hide and seek hoping that God will find you? And is that where the game stops? For most of us, if our hearts were honest, we want God to see what we see. Very rarely do we choose to stop and ask to see what God sees. God wants to be seen by you. He wants you to know of His presence in your everyday. He desires to show you the beauty around you and wipe the muck from your eyes that reflect only what the world sees. Be careful to be seen by what the world holds true. Instead, rise up to see God in the good, in the bad, and in the ugly. Search your heart when life is too easy. Search your heart when life is too hard. Seek God in your messes and your blesses. Don't assume that just because you want to be seen, that you are looking for Him. Think about that. Don't assume that because you want to be seen, that you are actually searching for Him. Your actions, your thoughts, and your words, they must reflect the search in your heart every day that God is seen by you. I want you to think about this for the next day or two or three, however long you need to search your heart. The challenge is this: where in your everyday can you be intentional about seeing God? Too many times we wake up and we just get into our rhythm and we just go. We're like this plow and it just doesn't stop. Whatever is in our way, we mow it over. And we want to blow out anything that gets into the way of our goals, our habits, our own rhythms. That may mean blowing over your spouse, blowing over your children, even blowing over God. We have these blinders on that are set to, I'm going to do what I'm going to do today, and it doesn't matter. Now, that doesn't mean that you're being mean or you're angry or you are just having this kind of vicious personality that says, I'm out to get someone. No, it means that you are pointed in a direction and no one is going to stop you, not even God. Yet we think, oh my gosh, I'm doing what God wants me to do. He gave this to me. I know every day I'm supposed to wake up and do this. The problem is we're just doing and we're not seeking. We're leaving God on the sidelines. We're not including him in our everyday. Therefore, God isn't seen by us. God sees us, but we don't see him. So are you one who's waking up and bulldozing through your day? There are times that, yes, we kind of have to do that. The thing is God wants to be on that bulldozer too with you. And you have to be asking yourself and searching your own heart. You know, am I being intentional about seeing God every day? When I wake up and I look at myself in the mirror, what do I see? What the world sees or what God sees? Do you see God within yourself? When you're cooking dinner, are you flustered because the kids are pulling on you left and right? Because your husband is still asking you to do things that you're like, honey, I just don't have time for that right now. Please don't ask me anymore. Do you not see that I'm trying to get the food ready? We cop an attitude. And we don't mean to. In all honesty, I think a lot of us are living our lives thinking that, hey, I'm doing what God wants me to do in my life. I know I did. For years and years and years, I wasn't a bad person. I was doing what I needed to do within my family, within my community, within my church. But the thing is I was getting in the way. I was seeing God. I knew God saw me, but I never paused long enough in my bulldozing days to actually stop and say, Lord, what do you want me to see? I see you, but I want to see what you see. Where in your everyday can you be intentional about seeing God? Maybe in the morning it's great for you. You are all connected. But come about mid-morning, things just kind of go wherever they go. Maybe for you, you need to take a break. Your coffee break doesn't need to be about the coffee. It doesn't need to be about picking up that phone and searching Facebook or Instagram stories. It needs to be more about searching your heart so you can see God. Where are you finding God in your everyday? Where do you need to be more intentional about seeing him? You know, hide and seek is a fun game, but it goes both ways. Seek and you shall find. To be seen, you must search. So search your heart always with intention. Go out and make this week an absolutely beautiful week. Search for what God wants you to see, not for what the world sees. Let your light shine as God shines through you. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.